Tom Morris. It is always a pleasure, an honor, and a joy to have you with me to talk about the new Ojai Music Festival.
Gail, it's great to be with you as well.
This year has to be particularly close to your heart, as you are, of course, a percussionist, and you have with you as music director Stephen Schick, who, of course, has appeared at Ojai, but is really a unique figure in the world of contemporary music and very, very prominent on the West Coast.
And Steve is, you know, probably a percussionist, percussion player. He has an incredible curiosity about percussion, and as he describes percussion, you know, in many ways, as a performer, it's not just that he gets to play new works, but in many ways he has to create new sounds, because the world of percussion is so changing and very fast. There are new techniques, there are new instruments, new modes of expression, and Steve is right at the forefront of all of that. I forget how many pieces he's had commissioned for him, but there's an awful lot of them.
According to his current bio, premiered more than 150 new works.
That doesn't surprise me at all. He's an author. He wrote a marvelous book a couple of years ago called The Percussionist's Art, where you really get to delve into his world. And there are wonderful examples in there about how, for example, the notation for percussion has completely turned it into its own art form. He's an extraordinary musician, completely tireless. He's active as a percussion player, as a teacher at UC San Diego. He's the music director of the San Francisco Chamber Players and also of the La Jolla Symphony. And I must say, his schedule is completely daunting. You never quite know where he's going to pop up. He's a force of nature.
He was the founding percussionist of Bang on the Can, All-Stars, and also artistic director of the percussion group Redfish, Bluefish. And as I mentioned, he has previously appeared in Ojai. He's also doing a lot of guest conducting this season. Yeah, he has to be at least six or seven different people, I think.
That's what I always accuse him of. We're lucky to have almost all of those different people with us at Ojai, because he's going to be performing not just as a percussionist, but really as a collaborator, as a conductor, as an advocate. And his stamp is on every single moment of this extremely busy and energetic festival.
Well, let's give an example of Stephen Schick as pioneer for new music. A little bit of a magnificent piece by Kaya Sarriaho called Six Japanese Gardens.
Six Japanese Gardens by Sarriaho was actually commissioned for Steve, and in fact he made his first appearance at the Ojai Festival in 1997 performing the piece. He will perform it as part of a solo percussion recital on Friday night, June 12, in Ojai this year.
We have to at least touch on a unique work called Urs Sonata by Kurt Schwitters. Many of your subscribers may know as a visual artist, and of course he was a very influential visual artist, but also wrote this quite unique Ur Sonata.
L'entre-guil, tsulentril, l'omf-tomf-tril. L'entre-guil, rouf-tif-ta. L'entre-guil, tsulentril, l'omf-tomf-tril. L'entre-guil, pe-pe-pe.
The Ur Sonata is a specialty of Steve's. He performs it often. And in Ojai, he's going to do a very unique version of it that has been staged by a fellow percussionist from France named Roland Ozé. And so it's very much of a theatrical piece. As you heard in the example, there are no instruments per se in the piece. The instrument is Steve Schick's voice, and all the sounds emanate from his mouth, and they're fascinating and amusing, I might say. It's a tour de force, and when you think that he has memorized this, it's particularly daunting.
Ridiculous. you've made this chart of the incredible breadth of composition represented at the 2015 Ojai Festival, Tom. 49 composers, 34 of them still with us, 28 new to Ojai. One surprise for me was that Xenakis is making an Ojai debut.
Absolutely. You know, when we planned this festival, and Steve and I have been working on it for about 3 years, we didn't set out to set a record on number of composers and new composers for Ojai. It's how it came out. And when we were finished with the festival, we looked at it and said, my goodness, we ought to count up the number of composers. And we were completely floored with the numbers, and not only the total number, but the number that we're living in, the number new to Ojai. And if you look at the list, you find, as you mentioned, Xenakis, first time in Ojai. Hinestera, first time in Ojai. And it really speaks to the enormous breadth of repertoire that's available, and you really don't have to repeat many things in order to chart new grounds.
Just a tantalizing tidbit of Safa by Xenakis, one of the works to be featured in this year's 2015 Ojai Music Festival. Stephen Schick, the music director, and it's always a great pleasure to be speaking with the artistic director of Ojai, Tom Morris. A very special opening to the festival this year, a name that has been so closely associated with Ojai that it's family, and that is, of course, Pierre Boulez. Talk about Boulez at 90.
I've had the great joy in my career of working closely with Boulez. I've actually been to two Ojai festivals where he was music director. We have not collaborated at Ojai before, however. And Pierre has had a great influence on my work, and he's a dear friend. And he turned 90 years old on March 26. And in planning this festival and in talking with Steve, we thought, let's do a very serious tribute to this incredible person who's had such a strong relationship with the Ojai Music Festival. He's been music director seven times, dating back to 1967. He has the record for the most number of times as music director. When he talks about Ojai, he actually gets misty-eyed as he recalls his first trip to Ojai back in 1966-67, when he was driven by the then legendary artistic director Lawrence Morton to Ojai in his convertible. And they crested the end of the upper Ojai Valley, and he peered down into the Ojai Valley for the first time and was immediately struck by the incredible scent of orange blossoms And he still talks excitedly about that that sense. And he's very proud of the festival, and he's thrilled that we're going to do this celebration. He's unfortunately not able to travel, and so will not be able to join us in person, but he will absolutely be with us in spirit. And we're doing quite a large celebration of him, starting with a special event on Wednesday night, June 10. This is a program that's called A Pierre Dream. It's one of the Beyond the Score productions that's been produced over the years by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And it's a multimedia event of live music, archival film, some new film interviews, actors, actresses, very, very sort of a fluid look inside Boulez's head in many ways. It's not a documentary, it's not a biography, but it really is meant to give a sense of Boulez's view of music and his view of his own music, which, of course, is in constant flux. And it's in constant flux in relationship to the composers that have influenced him. It is a complicated and moving portrait of him. There are about 18 musicians on the stage performing excerpts throughout of about 15 of his works. There's piano music, vocal music, and it's all done with a series of screens on wheels that move around. This is a set that, in fact, was designed by Boulez's close friend and Ojai's close friend, Frank Gehry. And as these screens move around fluidly, being guided by actors, mime actors, the images are also all moving following these screens. So did you get this very fluid picture? And I must say, having seen the premiere of the production in Chicago in November, what really struck me when you hear so much of Boulez's music is you really realize how very much his music is in the French Impressionistic tradition.
It sounds absolutely almost indescribable and an absolute must. It's the opening of the festival, Wednesday, June 10th. Getting underway with a talk that you're involved in at 7:30 and then the concert at 9. And we should mention that a very fine L.A.-trained mezzo-soprano, Peabody Southwell, who's been making quite a splash in the last couple seasons with L.A. Opera, well-known to Long Beach Opera audiences. And I have to add, as a Bruin, a UCLA graduate, Stephen Schick conducts ICE, International Contemporary Ensemble, and Peabody Southwell will be live. That's a soprano soloist in Pierre's Dream on June 10th.
And we're pleased as part of the special Ojai talks before that Ara Gozlemian will lead, that part of that will be an interview with Bill Kraft and Ralph Grierson, well known to LA audiences, of course, who were right there at the beginning of Boulez's appearances in LA. So they're going to talk about working with Boulez in Ojai. That's right to the source. And then Ara will also speak with Frank Gehry on the birth of this project.
Another really exciting interactive event coming the very next day, June 11th, and that is featuring the music of John Luther Adams, of course, a Pulitzer Prize winner and someone that was introduced to Ojai audiences a couple of years ago very, very memorably. This piece is called Sila, The Breath of the World, and it is a West Coast premiere taking place 3:30 on Thursday, June 11th in Libby Park. Tell us a little bit about Sila.
Sila was a follow-up piece to Inuksuit, which John wrote about 4 years ago and which we performed in Ojai in 2012. Sila is written for a fixed group of musicians, 80 musicians, as a matter of fact, five choirs, 16 brass, 16 winds, 16 strings, 16 percussion, and 16 voice. And these 80 musicians are spread all over the park, Libby Park, and the audience wanders through it. That's how you listen to the piece. So it's, John Luther Adams is incredibly inventive at sort of destroying or changing and altering the traditional relationship between the audience and performer. In many ways, it becomes one. We're excited that this will be the West Coast premiere. The work was premiered last summer at Lincoln Center on the plaza of Lincoln Center.
And once again, Sila, The Breath of the World, Thursday, June 11th at 3:30 in Libby Park. It is free. Increasingly in recent years, the programming has included not just the straightforward Ojai Festival at Libby Bowl, but before, after, après, the late, late Ojai, etc. Give us a few highlights of some of the extracurricular activities.
Well, Ojai's become an immersion festival in the last several years, and I must say, what's been incredible is to watch how the audiences are responding to this, where you basically can go to music from 8 in the morning till late at night. And it really gives us the opportunity to do things outside the Libby Bowl and turn the whole town of Ojai into a stage. And we found some marvelous locations for some of these special events. This year, we're stretching things even further than we have done in the past with a piece that Steve and I both said we simply have to do. It's a piece by Morton Feldman called For Philip Guston. It's a piece for flute, percussion, and piano. But what's particularly different about it is it lasts 4.5 hours.
I was going to say, I thought maybe it was a typo. It says 5 to 9:30 a.m. Ojai Arts Center, Morton Feldman, for Phil.
That is true. That is true. And in figuring out where to do it, I've always thought if we ever did something like this, the way to do it is early in the morning as opposed to late at night, so that the piece really spans the birth of the morning. So we will start it in the dark at 5 o'clock in the Ojai Arts Center, and there will be, you know, coffee available, and people can come and go. There'll be cushions and blankets on the floor so you can zone out. We're actually encouraging the public, if they want, the night before to bring their sleeping bags and sleep in the Ojai Arts Center. So it's going to be the first sleepover event.
So you could awaken to the music of Morton Feldman.
Correct. And and there's a rumor there might even be bedtime stories, but we'll see.
Okay, that's great. You have some remarkable collaborators joining Stephen Schick, and maybe we can start to touch on a couple of those, including Maya Beiser, wonderful cellist. I saw her recently with Santa Rosa Symphony in the Green Music Center. Really a unique artist.
When we started to plan this festival, it was clear that we needed to bring to Ojai artists with whom Steve has had a long relationship. And as the founding percussion player of Bang on a Can, one of those key players was Maya Beiser. You know, it's It's probably too narrow to describe Maya as merely a cellist. I mean, she's a performance artist and completely fearless about what she does. And Steve, right from the beginning, said that we clearly had to have Maya. And she's going to be doing multiple things in the festival, including a piece of Oswalda Golahoff with Steve Schick. She'll do a solo piece with film that she commissioned. And we will do a free concert on Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., where she will present a series of rock transcriptions for cello, bass, and drums that she made famous in a recent CD. I think it's the first time that Ojai will have heard music by Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix, and Led Zeppelin. Also joining Steve will be ICE, which stands for International Contemporary Ensemble. We always describe it by its full name, even though they are known throughout the industry as ICE. This is a free-form music ensemble from New York that is simply amazing in its virtuosity and performance level and its spirit. Steve has done a lot of work with this group. And I have to say, I think they are going to be a knockout to our audiences. Leading ICE is the phenomenal flute player Claire Chase, who, as with a lot of people who come to Ojai, is a MacArthur winner. And Claire will be doing a couple solo pieces as part of the festival.
Claire Chase recently appeared at UCLA as part of their Contemporary Performer Series, really making headlines and doing unique work for her instrument and much, much farther beyond the flute, but that's a really exciting debut.
We have two other ensembles that will be making debuts in Ojai. One is a string ensemble from San Diego called Renga, and finally the Calder Quartet, wonderful quartet from Los Angeles, and they will make their debut performing, as I mentioned earlier, all the six Bartok string quartets. And finally, also joining this incredible weekend will be Wuman, the great pipa player. When we planned the festival, Steve is a colleague of Wuman's in San Diego, and we thought we just have to bring her. And in bringing her to the festival, it is also an opportunity to perform the great Concerto for Pipa and String Orchestra by Lou Harrison.
Lou Harrison, of course, a California composer, always welcome voice, and we will hear a little bit of an excerpt from the Pipa Concerto by Lou Harrison. Concerto for Pipa and String Orchestra by Lou Harrison, featuring Wuman, one of the artists who will be appearing at the 2015 Ojai Music Festival. Wuman will be featured on the Sunday morning concert at 11 o'clock at Libby Bowl, and Saturday morning is going to be just absolutely magical. And it opens with music of another former Ojai music director, Olivier Messiaen.
In programming around Pierre Boulez, one of the things we decided was to put a lot of the Boulez works, which are being performed, on the same programs with composers with whom he's had a close and long relationship. One was Messiaen, also Maurice Ravel, and of course three other programs with Bartok.
And on this program, we have the inspiration of the poet Stéphane Mallarmé. We start with Messiaen's Vision de la Main, with two marvelous pianists who are closely associated with Southern California, Gloria Cheng and Vicky Ray.
It's wonderful to have them join us for this program. That's on the first half. The second half is what I affectionately refer to as our Mallarmé sandwich, with the Ravel Mallarmé songs interspersed with the two Boulez improvisations on Mallarmé.
Well, you mentioned earlier in our chat that the mezzo-soprano soloist Peabody Southwell is fearless, and I think this program says it all.
Absolutely.
Wow.
When I described this program to her, she said, absolutely, I want to do that.
Fearless. Can't wait to hear that. And then, so we've mentioned a couple of former music directors who will be very prominently featured, Messiaen, Pierre Boulez, of course. I understand you have some news about future Ojai music directors.
Yes, we've just announced the music directors for 2017 and 18. We had already announced for 2016 that it will be Peter Sellers, and we're already well down the way to constructing a festival which will be uniquely of Peter Sellers. In 2017, we're going to present a new artist, Vijay Iyer. Vijay is a jazz pianist, a very hot young talent, not only in his brilliant piano playing and incredible improvisational skills, but his collaborations, where he collaborates with filmmakers and with dancers. He's an extraordinary artist, again, a MacArthur winner from a year and a half ago. And at age 42, he was appointed a full professor of music at Harvard University. He's an absolutely incredible artist who's going to bring a very unique view towards the Ojai Music Festival. And then in 2018, again, we return to somebody who's had a long history with Ojai, and that's Esa-Pekka Salonen.
Of course, the longtime music director of the LA Philharmonic, now developing a close relationship with the New York Philharmonic. Very busy and much in demand composer and great intellect. It'll be a joy to have him back at Ojai. Let's look at your grand finale, the evening concert Sunday, Libby Bowl, with Ice, Stephen Schick, and a cast of not thousands, but it's actually on a fairly intimate basis, which is really an interesting way to close, but the music of Boulez and Bartok.
Well, again, thinking about the progression of the journey through this festival, where we start on Thursday night with literally a cast of thousands, with Sela of John Luther Adams, and then the Thursday night concert with four pieces of Varese and the Hinastera Cantata Para America Magica. These are pieces for 13 percussion players, pianos, an amazing assemblage on stage. But we thought with all that going on at the beginning, we'd actually do a reverse focus and end quite intimately on Sunday, again, picking up sort of all the threads and again pair the music of Boulez and Bartok. For Boulez, it's an ensemble piece for about 18 musicians called Derive II, which is really the last big piece that he completed. And that'll be performed by Ice, conducted by Steve Schick. And then after intermission, one of the masterpieces, the Bartok Sonata for two pianos and percussion, with Gloria Cheng and Vicky Ray. And on percussion, joining Steve Schick will be Joseph Pereira, the timpanist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. I will say that when we decided on this, there was one other factor that came into play for ending the festival with the Bartok Sonata, and that is that the piece ends with a solo diminuendo on the snare drum, which Steve Schick will play, and it really gave both of us a chuckle to know that Steve would have the last word.
I bet he will be ready for a glass of champagne after that.
Yes, absolutely.
He's pretty busy during the course of the festival. And then no sooner are you done in Libby Park than you're going to head up north again.
We head to Berkeley for Ojai at Berkeley, which we'll present about two-thirds of this festival at Cal Performances in Berkeley.
And just briefly, how has that worked for the Ojai Festival to have that ongoing collaboration with a major presenter in Northern California, Cal Performances?
It's been a great collaboration on a number of levels. The first thing is that the artists all love it because, you know, they work so hard in Ojai preparing all these complicated programs. And they're done only once. And to be able to do a lot of them a second time in Berkeley is something that the artists liked a lot. It also, I think, gives Ojai sort of an expanded brand, if you will, in Northern California. And I must say the other interesting part of it is Matthias Tarnopolsky, who runs Cal Performances, is a close friend, and we've become actually quite close artistic collaborators in thinking of ideas and trying to create sort of weird and wonderful projects.
I guess it's a win-win-win. It really is a remarkable coming together, and bravo to you for making that happen. Tom Morris, you've done it again. You've you've outdone yourself in music programming for the upcoming Ojai Festival. Really looking forward to seeing you there.
I look forward to seeing you there as well, Gail. Thanks.